Chapter 6 Ancient Wisdom for Healthy Eyes and Longevity. Moderation. The Chinese say, everything in moderation, including moderation. To neglect moderation is very harmful to your health. A taxing lifestyle can absolutely lead to degenerative vision loss and impair the ability to heal your eyes. A balanced, healthy lifestyle will support healthy vision. Following are some common lifestyle factors that can damage the body if they are excessive. Walking too long can potentially damage the tendons and ligaments. Sitting too much can weaken the muscles. Standing too long can stress the bones. Lying down too much can weaken the vital chi. Gazing too long at a TV or computer can potentially weaken the blood. Suffering weakens the constitution. Abstaining from sexual intercourse disturbs the normal chi flow. Overwork, overstrain. Physical and mental overstrain can have a very negative impact on your eyes. Overstraining the eyes is common today, with hours spent reading, watching television, and staring at the computer. Sexual overindulgence and excessive masturbation and ejaculation will also deplete body fluids in men. Overstrain will dry up yin essence, blood, and essential fluids in the body and eyes. This lack of yin fluids can cause heat to flare up and damage the eyes. To answer an age-old question, yes, you can go blind. An additional side note worth mentioning is that blindness is one of the possible side effects of Viagra. Diet and eating habits. Nutrition and food intake provide the body with materials to maintain healthy eye function. Improper diet and irregular eating habits can cause distress to the digestive system. Overeating and undereating can cause nutritional and metabolic problems. Chew your food and do not eat fast. The body will not break down the nutrients needed to nourish your eyes if you do not thoroughly chew. A general rule is to eat until 70% full. A person should not overconsume liquids while eating. This dilutes digestive hydrochloric acid and digestive enzymes. In addition, it is very unhealthy to lie down or go to bed after consuming a large meal. If your body is busy digesting large quantities of food while you sleep, it will take away from healing your eyes. Another suggestion is to minimize the consumption of any food or drink below room temperature. This means no iced beverages either. The body has to use precious energy to heat or cook food and drink that is consumed. Anything below room temperature causes digestive upset and leads to poor digestion. The spleen and stomach function to provide nutrients to make up a person's basic material constitution. This material is transported to the eyes to maintain structural and functional integrity. Eating too many fatty, deep-fried, processed, spicy, or hot foods can stress the digestive system and reduce healthy function. Excessive consumption of alcohol will do the same and places stress on the liver. The end result of digestive malfunction is poor nutrition for the eyes. Rest and relaxation. R&R is critical to healing. This is when the eyes will heal and regenerate. Physical, mental, and emotional rest are of equal importance. Economy of speech conserves the vital chi, where talking less and listening more is good practice. Good sleep is another critical facet to health restoration. Most people simply do not get enough restorative sleep. Using medication and sleep aids does not constitute restful sleep. When you do sleep, Lying on your side with your knees drawn up to your chest will conserve your energy. It is very important for people with degenerative vision loss to get enough sleep. According to traditional Chinese medicine, the liver is most active in storing and cleansing the blood at night, particularly between the hours of 11 p.m. and 3 a.m. If you're asleep during this time, the liver can effectively nourish itself, and thus nourish your eyes. Mental and emotional tranquility is important to cultivate. Balanced emotions lead to great health. We cannot heal if we are stressed, and can only heal when our body and mind are in a relaxed state. Stretching and exercise. Exercise promotes a strong and healthy body, reduces stress, and keeps your eyes in good health. Exercise stimulates metabolic activity and circulation, and increases oxygenation to the eyes. Regular exercise is the hallmark of a healthy lifestyle. Resistance training and cardiovascular exercise should be included in your workouts. Some people choose to join gyms and health clubs, while others choose dancing, bicycling, hiking, gardening, skiing, surfing, martial arts, swimming, walking, etc. There are many forms of exercise to choose from. Just do it. I generally recommend that people do some form of exercise for 30 minutes at least 5 to 6 days a week. You can mix up your routine, doing resistance training, hobbies, and cardiovascular training. As far as doing an effective cardiovascular workout, I suggest the following. Use this formula. 180 minus your age equals your maintained heart rate for 30 minutes. Example, 180 minus 65 years old equals a heart rate of 125 beats per minute for 30 minutes. Cultivating mental power. The word for mind also means heart in many Asian languages, including Chinese. Mind power is the ability to disconnect from oneself and focus on another idea, object, person, etc. If the mind is strong, the body will respond to its commands. Your ability to focus on healing your eyes will take great mind power, dedication, and perseverance. Mind power means that you are no longer concerned with personal ambition. You develop a sense of mental power whereby you strengthen your mind and heart. Some forms of Qigong cultivate this kind of mind power. This will be discussed in detail in the next chapter. Reduce the risk factors for degenerative vision loss. When I studied TCM ophthalmology in mainland China, the doctors discussed certain precautionary measures that could greatly reduce occurrence of degenerative vision loss. This list of advice included 1. Keeping blood pressure below 140 over 90. 2. Keeping blood sugar between 3.9 and 6.1. 3. Keeping cholesterol low, especially LDLs. 4. Wearing sunglasses to avoid light injury to the eyes. 5. Don't smoke anything, and avoid drinking hard alcohol. 6. Eat minimal high-fat food such as animal protein, hydrogenated fats, vegetable oil, and creamy salad dressings. Tiger balm for eye strain headaches. Massaging tiger balm into the forehead and temples often soothes headaches from eye strain. The balm contains menthol, camphor, clove, and cinnamon oils, and I notice a cooling effect immediately after application.